Hola, bienvenidos a All Spanish. Welcome to All Spanish. Soy Romina, tu profesora de español.
In this lesson, we will learn the name of each letter of the Spanish alphabet. For example, X. El nombre de esta letra es X. The name of this letter in Spanish is X. So this video is not about the pronunciation of each letter, it's about its name. The idea behind of learning the names of each letter of the Spanish alphabet is to be able to spell words in Spanish or to understand when someone is spelling words in Spanish to us. This is something that children learn in kindergarten. So if a four-year-old or a five-year-old can do it, so we can.
En español tenemos 27 letras. In Spanish, we have 27 letters. Let's start from the beginning. Por favor, please, repeat after me. A. A. This is an easy one to remember. The name of A is A. Esta letra tiene dos nombres. This letter has two names. In some countries, people will use B, and in other countries, B larga. There isn't an explanation for why we do this. Perhaps we just want to complicate Spanish a little bit for you guys. Please repeat after me. B. B. B larga. B larga. So, B larga, the literal translation for that one is long B. Larga means long, just for you to know. Okay, moving on. C. C. Remember that this one in Spain will be pronounced a little bit different, like C. Please repeat. C. C. Muy bien. D. D. E. E. F. F. G. G. This one will be just a little stronger in Spain. G. G. H. H. Please remember that H is silent, okay? So you don't have to pronounce that one. Ate. I. I. J. J. Spaniards pronounce this one a little bit stronger, okay? Please repeat after me. J. J. K. K. L. L. M. M. N. N. Eñe. Eñe. Keep this one very nasal. Eñe. O. O. P. P. Q. Q. R. R. S. S. In Spain, it will be like this. S. S. T. T. U. U. This one also has two different names depending on the country that you're visiting. V. V. V corta. V corta. Do you remember before that we say larga? V larga means long V. Well, corta means short. B corta, short B. Doble V. Doble V. Doble B. Doble B. X. X. J. J. Remember that it can be pronounced as well as ye. Ye. Another name is Y. Y. Y actually means Greek I. The last one in the alphabet is Z. 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 Remember, in Spain it's a little bit different. Z. Z. There are three-letter combinations that are not part of the official Spanish alphabet, but they also have a name. Okay, let's see these three-letter combinations. The first one is CH. So that's the name, CH. CH. Another name is Che. Che. Next one is doble L. That literally means double L. Doble L. Doble L. Another name is Eje. Eje. In some countries, people will say Eje. Eje. All right, and the last one is doble R. So, double R. Doble R. Doble R. People will also say R. 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 Put the tip of your tongue at the top of your palate and let some air pass through. It is almost as purring, like cats. Meow! Repite, por favor. Repeat after me, please. A. B. B larga. C. D. E. F. G. H. I. J. K. L. M. N. Ñ. O. P. Q. R. S. T. U. V. B corta. Doble V. Doble V. X. Y. 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 Z. CH. CH. EY. EY. Doble L. R. Doble R.
Muchas gracias. Nos vemos en la próxima clase. See you next class.